You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, Nick and Femi. Better bet. You should bet. No, you better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show devoted to the game of the year in the National Football League last night, as the Seattle Seahawks come from behind a 16-point fourth quarter deficit to beat the Los Angeles Rams 38-37. Why I still don't trust Sam Darnold in a big spot while still giving him credit for winning the game last night. And Femi and I both agree, the door reopened now for the Philadelphia Eagles in the National Football Conference. Next hour on the show, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. All our bets for the college football playoff, first round of games, and all our bets for week 16 in the NFL, including thy royal prop king for Eagles Commies and Packers Bears coming up tomorrow. We have three amazing guests joining us this hour. Ryan Horvath coming up in 20 minutes, Raheem Palmer in 40 minutes on Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua, and right now, batting leadoff, the great Colin Wilson from the Action Network and Big Bets on Campus on Twitter at _Colin1, Colin spelled with two L's. My friends, happy college football playoff to you and yours.
It's a holiday. I mean, tomorrow's my birthday and there's three playoff games, and I've told my family and my friends, leave me alone. Don't text me. Don't call. And no, don't come over. I don't want to be distracted. I don't care if it's JMU and Tulane. I don't need to be bothered. I'm going to the Rose Bowl. I'm going to the Fiesta Bowl. I might go to the national title. And with the kind of coin I'm putting down, don't bother me on my birthday. I've told everybody, leave me alone tomorrow.
So Tyler Morales on our show crew, his birthday was like a week and a half ago. I don't know, all the days blend together. It's a December birthday. And we were talking about this, right? And my birthday is June 6th. And I think June is such a great birthday month because you're like halfway in between like your birthday and Christmas. You got like 6 month buffer, right? So you get presents for your birthday, you get presents for Christmas. Like, do you like having a birthday that's so close to Christmas? Like, how does that work for you? Sucks, no, right? I mean,
yeah, it sucks. And you know, the thing is my mother is also Christmas Eve. And the thing that we get PO'd about is like, I don't want a birthday gift and Christmas wrapping paper, and don't combine gifts either. Oh, I actually spent 50 when I was going to spend 25. Like, it's really annoying. It's kind of a hassle. I would rather my birthday be celebrated in like June 20th, right? The halfway mark instead of this. It stinks. It completely stinks.
Speaking of stinks, I want to ask you a hypothetical question before we get to college football. Now, before I see Femi laughing because he, just before I ask you this question, just be aware that we're regulated by the FCC and just be careful about how you answer it.
Okay.
So, like, you are not single. But if you were, right, you go out on a date, woman you find very attractive, conversation's great, it's a first date, right? And at some point during, like, a brief lull in the conversation, she smacks the table and says, "Be right back, gotta take a dump." What do you do?
Holy cow.
Remember, we're regulated by the FCC.
I mean, at this point, you're double ordering your drink and you're reassessing the situation. I mean, for somebody that was married, listen, and I'm going to expose you. I was married to somebody that wanted the door open all the time when they did their business. And I think if this is the first red flag, right, and it bothered me, and I would yell about it, like from rooms away, like, this is unacceptable, close the door. And I think if this is happening at the table, you need to assess what it's going to be like in 5 years. Like, this isn't going to stop. I mean, if that's happening on a first date, just order up, double up your drinks, and think about what the future is going to be for you, bro.
Why would you have to double up? Oklahoma and Alabama tonight in the first college football playoff game in Norman. We have seen the favorite flip here, right? So Bama was a favorite. Now Oklahoma's favored. 1.5 at BetMGM. Total of the game is 40.5. You mentioned you have a huge bet on the game tonight. Who do you like and why?
Yeah, I'm on Oklahoma. Like, dollar-wise, I think it's the second biggest bet I've had the entire year. And defense and special teams is the staple of their team. They're playing at home here, and I expect everything that they do on the defensive side of the ball to have an answer for what Alabama can do, which isn't much. Like, if Jam Miller plays, what does it matter? He's ineffective. Alabama has no run game. There are heavy whispers from people I trust that Ty Simpson is really hurt. I do this one stat called on target rate that's put out by Sports Info Solutions, and it's really how accurate are you as a FBS passer. Ty Simpson, like, the last 6 weeks has gone from like 12th all the way down to 40th. Like, there is literally something wrong with him. He's not as accurate. He's getting more pressures. I've heard that he's injured and not showing it. They don't have a running game, and now this OU defense is just insane. I get a little bit worried, you know, because Ole Miss went into Norman and pushed them around. But this isn't Trinidad Chambliss, and this is not Kewon Lacy. This is not an offense that has those kinds of players whatsoever. So I think OU's defense is going to be heavily successful here. They are fantastic against some of the routes that Alabama runs. Ryan Williams is a ghost. Yeah, he's been playing hurt and not talking about all year, and he does not like his position switch to the inside. How does OU score? Well, they beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa because of 243 hidden yards. That's a stat that focuses on special teams, starting field position, punts, things like that. That's going to happen again. Oklahoma is going to dominate. And Tate Sandell is the best field goal kicker in all of college football. It's not going to be pretty. Mateer has been nothing like what he was like at Washington State. And I was kind of barking the old Heisman stuff at the beginning of the year. But he hasn't been that way, and this offense isn't that great. But it doesn't matter because they're getting field position. They're going to put every punt in between the 10-yard line, and there's an Alabama offense that's just completely incompetent right now.
Well, we'll get to the other games in a second. Femi's going to ask you about Miami A&M. But what was – because you mentioned this is your second biggest bet. Just out of curiosity, what was, like, the game you liked the most this season? You have to say, like, how much you bet. That's not the question. But, like, what game did you like more than this one?
I had the Notre Dame-Texas A&M over, and it hit in the second quarter. I was so confident that there was zero defense at the time. And at the time, Notre Dame and Texas A&M really struggled on defense. And that over hit in the second quarter. And it's probably one of the best feelings I've had in my life. You get an over in the second quarter.
And then the kid dropped the hold, and then Notre Dame's out of the playoff, and Miami is in. Speaking of the Hurricanes, Colin, they're a three-point dog against Texas A&M. 3.5 over at BetMGM, but some places have 3. Seems like we've gotten a lot of Miami money throughout this week here. Do you agree with that, or do you think this is a spot to lay it with the Aggies?
I make it 2, so I would agree with it. I'm not sure I'm going to get involved. I have the very first – I don't know what books I can mention on here, but I when Westgate put out their national title futures last year, they had Texas A&M 50-1. So I do have a $500 ticket on Texas A&M 50-1, and I'm going to go back and get a couple units down on Miami here. I would take +3. It'd be the last number I would buy, and I think they're going to be in control when you get to halftime. There are some numbers with this Miami defense, and I have to be honest. Like, I've kind of treated them with kid gloves for a while. I didn't think they were going to make it in the playoff. I'll see you guys down the line in the bowl game. And then I started looking into it. Like, have you realized that their defense is the third best in the nation in scoring, like, in the first half? They allow 4.8 points in the first half against their entire schedule on average. That's insane. You look at Texas A&M. Didn't score in the first quarter against Texas. Didn't score a touchdown. They only got 3 points against South Carolina in the first half. Miami is insane good in the first half when it comes to defense. I think for me, this is a first half under bet. I think I got it at 25. There's some 24s out there. I would try to get the key at 24, but even at 23.5, I just don't see a lot coming out of this Texas A&M offense. Now, consider that Le'Veon Moss is back. So is Texas A&M going to try to establish a run game? Probably. Are they immediately going to start throwing deep balls to Craver and Concepcion? Probably not. They're probably going to have to come back like they have the last couple of games with that high-flying passing attack after they try to establish a run, which probably won't work against Miami. So I see Miami being steady, small lead, one possession, very low scoring after the first half, and then A&M doing everything they can in the second half to try to win this game.
So you're looking at the Miami Hurricanes. Do you give Miami much of a chance against Ohio State if they're able to win this game tomorrow night? Like, they have to play the Buckeyes. Like, you give them much of a chance in that game?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be at Cosm in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve, and that's not the game I want to watch. I'd rather watch A&M and Ohio State on New Year's Eve night while I'm in Cosm, because the next day I'll be at the Rose Bowl. I don't like Ohio State in this playoff whatsoever. I think Miami could beat them. Miami has... This is probably the most disciplined Hurricanes team we've seen from a penalties, broken tackles, things like that. Like, Corey Heatherman has been amazing on defense for this Miami team, who was just sloppy. Like, I mean, they had really high numbers in havoc, but they were terrible at busted plays. They let everybody kind of get through that second level, but that's not happening anymore with this team. And to me, I think if you can out-physical Ohio State, ask Indiana, if you can out-physical them, you can beat them. And I think this is a Miami team that is very – I mean – what they did to Pitt's defense in the cold really kind of changed my mind if this is a physical team, and they are.
Wow. From maybe being on the outside looking into potentially maybe even knocking off the defending national champion, Ohio State Buckeyes. This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our good buddy Colin Wilson, college football betting analyst at the Action Network. Check out his work on the Big Bets on Campus podcast and over on Twitter. How about Ole Miss? They're laying 17 against Tulane. There's even some 17.5 that's out there, so we're seeing some more money coming in on the Rebels. Do you give Tulane any chance to keep this game competitive, or is this just a lay it and laugh situation?
I don't. I think you lay it and you laugh. There's a lot of players on the Ole Miss team that have made it publicly known that they didn't want Lane Kiffin to hang around, and that Lane Kiffin was essentially lying when he said the roster wanted me to stick around and coach through the playoffs. They are very motivated. There's a lot of players on this team that are very motivated by the loss of Lane Kiffin. At the same time, Tulane's game against Ole Miss earlier this year was an abomination. They are horrible on defense, and they have no answer for Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy. Nothing on that should stop that Ole Miss. I think every Ole Miss offensive possession should end up in a touchdown if you just look at the numbers outright. I mean, Tulane's a bottom five team and defensive finishing drive, so just get to their 40-yard line and you're going to get a touchdown. On the other side, they're just not going to offensively be able to keep up whatsoever. I think this is a highly motivated Ole Miss team. I've said this on our podcast last night when we recorded over at Action Network. What happens when you win this game and you have all this greatest Mississippi team of all time and won a playoff game at home, and then you get to the quarterfinals against Georgia and the next day is the transfer portal for Trinidad Chambliss? I think they absolutely lay a dud in the quarterfinals, which I said this for weeks now. Georgia national title futures, I think they're going to get a dud performance in Ole Miss in the quarterfinal, and that'll put Georgia in the semifinals.
What are you doing with Oregon and JMU?
JMU, I think, is going to cover. If you can get them 21.5, you want to go that route, because the availability report came out on Oregon, and their three top wide receivers are still out. Now, Evan Stewart coming back was just a wild card for Oregon to do a lot of things. DeCorey Moore is probably still not going to play. I believe, think about the progression of Oregon and Dan Lanning. Gets to the Rose Bowl last year and absolutely got whooped, boat raced by Ohio State. They weren't prepared for that offense. It was a passing offense to Jeremiah Smith. They just weren't ready for, and they lost before the end of the first quarter. So does Dan Lanning go back and say, you know, it's JMU, and I know Jordan Davidson and Noah Whittington can just absolutely run over them and give me a two-possession cushion inside my own building. I don't have to pass the ball. I don't have to play these wide receivers. I can keep DeCorian Moore and Evan Stewart on the sidelines till the quarterfinals, where I can pull an Ohio State and just completely bomb somebody like Texas Tech. I think you're seeing vanilla from Oregon. I think they're going to get a 14-point lead and just sit on it and try and just balance back and forth between 21-14, maybe 28-21. So get that hook. And Alonzo Barnett, plus 210 anytime TD, the JMU quarterback. He, I know everybody loves Wayne Knight, but he only has 9 rushing touchdowns. Alonzo Barnett has 14. And if you look at inside zone, Oregon can't defend that. And that's what Alonzo Barnett runs. So go get a plus 210 Alonzo Barnett anytime TD.
Who's going to win the national championship?
Georgia. They're over your Ohio State Buckeyes, and then they're going to go on against Indiana. And I don't say that too confidently against Indiana, because Indiana can take a punch to the face and punch you back. And Georgia right now is ascending. If you hear Kirby talk about it in his presser this week, the defense that they had in the first month of the season is nowhere near what they have now. He claims, you know, we were very young on the roster. We had a lot of growing up to do, and nobody was really following the rules. And now we've changed the defense to match the personnel that we know that is best. They're now getting pressure on the quarterback. I mean, they were like 125th. Like, they are ascending in so many defensive categories right now. And frankly, Gunnar Stockton and those running backs, the Bowens and the Frazier, they're cheat codes in the red zone. They really are. Like, they're hiking the ball, lowering their head and going straight in, and no one's stopping it. So I think Georgia's the team you got to bet.
Should I call you just to have a conversation at some point tonight during the game, or no?
I'm not answering. I'm going off the map. I mean, I'll be on Twitter, but I've told, like, my mom, don't text me. I don't care. It's my birthday. I don't celebrate them anymore. I'm too old.
What are you turning? 36?
Still in my 40s. So let's just be happy about that.
What's the second digit there?
It's a 9. It's going to be a 9. I know.
Wow.
It's insane. Wow. It's insane.
Good for you. Good for you, yeah. Buddy. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, turned 50 this year. So if you ever need some advice, he can give it to you. Colin, great job as always on Twitter @_Colin1. Colin spelled with 2 L's. Big Bets on Campus, Action Network. Happy birthday.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The great Colin Wilson joining us here on You Better, You Bet. It's a noteworthy interview.
Oh, yeah.
Door open.
Miami, huh?
Like, are you go to college football? I'm like, how about, like, no, like going to the bathroom with the door open.
Double order.
Ryan Horvath joins us on the other side here on You Better, You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mateer running all the way. Gets free, Mateer. Touchdown, Oklahoma. That drive was all on the quarterback.
Simpson on fourth and goal to pass to the end zone. It is Daniel Hill, the 244-pound running back, with a touchdown reception.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ESPN courtesy of the call. We can't wait. Coming up tonight, stand on the precipice of the college football playoff and a certified five-star banger to kick it off on a Friday. Oklahoma and Alabama in Norman. We'll talk some boxing coming up in 20 minutes. Raheem Palmer, our friend from The Ringer, and FanDuel TV is going to join us. We'll get Raheem's best bets for Week 16 in the National Football League and talk some NBA as well. All of our bets for the college football playoff tonight in the NBA and Week 16 in the NFL coming up next hour, the final hour, the power hour, here on a Friday. But joining us right now, one of our favorites, I call myself the Prop King. That is kind of like a self-appointed nickname. I feel like Mr. Saturday has been picked up by a lot of people. I think maybe most notably me. Our friend Ryan Horvath joins us on the show. Our BetMGM Network teammate for at least a little while longer. And Ryan did put out on social media yesterday. Last night was Ryan's last show on BetMGM Tonight. It is great to have him here. Ryan's going to have a long and awesome career doing this. And we're happy that he's joining us here. And just to say this, like, obviously we are aware on the show of like things that are happening. We will address them all next week, and the reason why we are waiting until next week to address it will become obvious when we do that. But Ryan, it's awesome to have you here on the show. Great to be your teammate, my friend. Welcome back. How you feeling?
Yeah, appreciate it. Great Thursday night game. I still can't get over that. I joked I was on with PJ Glasser last night on BetMGM Tonight wrapping up the show, and I was like, now is the time to live bet Seattle. Stayed up, obviously, for the game. You got the two-point conversion, walk-off winner. That was great. Tonight, we get the opener of the college football playoff. Tomorrow, pretty decent little two-game NFL slate capped off with Packers-Bears. I'm excited for that one, but this is the best time of the year, man. It's football every single day, all day, and I can't wait to get it going tonight.
All right, so let me hit you with this before we talk some bets. So I'll say this just to say it, but you know this, right? Like, we're regulated by the FCC, so just be careful about your answer to the question I'm going to ask you. So You're married, and you have a son, Nathan, who I've never met, but I really like him because he's a big wrestling fan. So you wouldn't have this scenario. But if you were single, and you were on a date with a woman, right, and you find her really attractive and conversation's going great, and you're like, hey, like, this is pretty awesome. And at some point during the date, there's like maybe like a brief lull in the conversation for whatever the reason. And she goes, all right, I'll be back in a few. Got to go take a dump. What do you do?
Oh, man. Honestly, I think it's a wrap. I think I'm really disturbed and disgusted immediately. I think even if she's like, you know, we're going back to the crib, I think I have to be like, you know what? Actually, my brother called. I got to get back home. I mean, I tell this to my wife all the time, you guys. Like, sometimes I'll come home. She's not here right now, so I'll throw out this information.
Be careful. Yeah, be careful here.
The bathroom door will be open, and I'll just be like, nope, nope. I still like to pretend that you guys don't do this. Yeah. You know, this has been now a 15-year relationship. We've almost been married for a decade. So now I put up with a little bit more, but no, man, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Not number two. Number one, fine. Not number two.
Yeah, I'm with you. Femi's on the other end of this. And maybe we'll have time at the end. We can talk about it. I want to make sure we get... Yeah. Yes, well, yes. Yes, we will call you. Crazy Abebefe with me here on a Friday. Horvy, let's get to all the college football playoff games, and then we'll do the NFL. We'll start with tonight. You were telling us in the break, I won't spoil it, but you do like a side in the game tonight with Oklahoma and Alabama. Lay it on us.
So, you know, in the first matchup, man, I really liked Oklahoma. The case I made for Oklahoma was I do not trust Alabama's defense against dual threat quarterbacks. I mean, this goes back even when Saban was there and they got beat by Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel. But Alabama's run defense has been solid. I do like their secondary. The only issue with Bama this year, kind of the same thing with Georgia, they really struggle to get natural pressure. They can't really get after the quarterback. But I still don't trust John Mateer since that injury. And I know that a lot of people are going to make the case it's been 3 weeks since they've last played. I also worry a little bit about some rust, man. So I expect the Alabama defense to show better. And on the offensive side of the ball for Bama, it just comes down to what version of Ty Simpson are we going to get? Because I really feel like Oklahoma kind of put out the blueprint how to stop that offense, just blitz the living hell out of them. And we saw it again in the SEC championship game. I think he dropped back like 36 times and was pressured or blitzed on 32 of them. So I do figure that Oklahoma is going to do the same thing tonight. But I think, I mean, Ryan Grubb, I'm a fan. I do like Kalen DeBoer more than most, right? And so I think they're going to have a few tricks up their sleeve. I think the offense is going to show a little bit better. And I worry about the Ty Simpson injury. That's what it comes down to, man. How healthy is he? But as long as we don't get a complete stinker from him, I think Bama wins this game. And I also kind of like the over. This game would have went over the total in the regular season. And as it continues to go down, we get down to like 40.5. Like the over, and I think that correlates with Bama winning this game. I think they're going to generate enough offense to win this one, at least by a field goal. So Bama for me.
There we go. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people do like Oklahoma, but rolling with the tide is Ryan Horvath. How about tomorrow afternoon, noon Eastern, Miami catching 3.5 against Texas A&M, that total sitting at 48.5. Do you trust Cristobal in this spot, or are you rolling with the home team and Mike Elko and the Aggies?
Love the way that you phrased that, Femi, because that's the one thing that I don't trust with Miami, but I love their defense, man. I love that pass rush, and I think if and when they get pressure on Marcel Reed, that's when I worry about A&M. So I did bet Miami at 3.5. I also like the under at 48.5. I know it's come down a little bit. I think this is going to be a lower scoring 24-21, 24-20 type game. What I worry about with Reed is the turnover worthy plays. He's got 18 of them, tied for eighth most among Power 4 quarterbacks. And if he's under pressure, which I expect, especially with Reuben Bain Jr., on the other side for Miami, I think he might turn the ball over a couple times. And then as good as A&M's defense has been, they've really struggled to shut down the run. Miami, I really like the run scheme. They're running inside zone or gap run 78% of the time. That's really where A&M has struggled. They're giving up 5.5 yards per carry, sixth worst mark in the Power 4, 3.9 after contact. So they're struggling to wrap up and tackle. I think if you get Mark Fletcher Jr. going, open up the play action for Carson Beck. He doesn't turn the ball over 12 times himself. I think Miami wins this game outright. Does scare me because I'm more of an Elko guy than a Mario Cristobal guy, but I like Miami at 3.5, and I like the under in the game as well.
Is Tulane going to get blown out again against Ole Miss, or do they keep it close this time?
So I'm going back and forth on that one and then the JMU game. I'm like, I think one of these dogs, these big dogs, is going to cover. If I had to bet one, it would be Tulane. It's just that first matchup is hard to get out of your head, man. Retzlaff didn't even have 100 yards passing. I think he had like 68 passing yards in that game. They have a top 15, top 20, you know, passing offense. They've been really efficient this season. But Ole Miss's defense is just damn good. And I don't expect any drop-off with Lane gone now that Golding's the head coach. If anything, maybe I would worry about the offensive side of the ball. But it's going to be the same offense, man. It's the same players. If I had to bet the game, I haven't yet. I might wait until a little bit closer and grab the points, though, with Tulane. I can see them showing better. And I do like the fact that Summerall gets the coach. But I just don't love the matchup to get to the window enough right now.
You better you bet on this Friday. Our guest, our BetMGM Network teammate, Ryan Horvath. Be sure to follow Ryan on all socials, at Ryan Horvath. That's your Instagram handle as well, right? At Ryan Horvath.
Oh, yeah. Nice and easy.
Anything else you want to plug while we have the opportunity here and we can do it again at the end, or just socials for now?
Yeah, just socials for now. I am going to do, you know, a couple like pick pods. I'll be jumping on with our guy, Bart Winkler, formerly of the Bart Winkler Show. We actually just taped something. So whenever he drops that, and I'll be here and there, you know, jumping on with, I know, Sam and Joe occasionally on Chicken Dinner for the rest of the college football playoffs. Throughout the playoffs. The beautiful thing is, man, I don't have to dive too far into college basketball because I just don't love it the same way that I did. I like watching the games, but I get destroyed every year betting March Madness. So now I can just take it easy this year as a fan.
Fair enough. So we would love that. And I think I was texting with Bart last week. I think we'll be coming on his show at some point in the near future as well. I love doing radio with Bart when he was in Milwaukee. All right. Last college football playoff game for us to hit Saturday night, Oregon JMU. Any bets in this game?
Yeah, you know, man, I wanted to talk myself into JMU, and they do some really creative stuff on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, you're going to see some interesting stuff, two quarterbacks on the field at the same time. And I know everybody loves that, but here's the problem. You're going against Dan Lanning and that Oregon defense. So I would love to make the case for James Madison. I'm right by the campus, man. Great program. I just don't know how many points they're going to score. The team total is 14.5, and it's juiced to the under. If I really liked James Madison in the game, I feel like I would play the over on their team total. But I think Oregon, especially after how they got screwed over last year, I think they're going to look to put on a show. I don't know how far they could go, but I like Dante Moore in that offense too much. If I had to bet the game, it would be Oregon or pass. And I actually lean over in this one.
All right, that's Oregon and JMU. Let's talk some National Football League. We got to talk about your Packers against the Bears tomorrow night. I kind of want to bet Green Bay in the game, especially if Chicago continues to get bet out here. So where we're at right now at BetMGM is Bears -1.5, 46.5 the total. No Adunze, no Luther Burden, but Green Bay obviously injury riddled as well. No Parsons. You have a bet for us in Packers-Bears, my friends.
I do. All right, so long term, Nick, I think the Packers are screwed, man. Micah Parsons, a lot of people, the box score watchers, well, he's not making that big of a difference. He only had, you know, an assisted tackle or a sack in the last game. He made everybody better. And what he really covered up was Green Bay's secondary, which is horrendous. And in the NFC, if you can't get pressure on the quarterback, good luck against the Rams. I know they lost last night, but if Stafford has clean pockets, you're not beating them, especially on the road. Seattle, good luck against Darnold if he actually has a clean pocket to throw from. Even Purdy and the Niners. So I think long-term, the Packers are in big trouble without Micah. But I'm with you. I like Green Bay in this matchup. Originally, I was going to cheer for and bet Chicago because I got Bears 11-1 to win the North. But I still don't like, unless Dennis Allen throws a curveball. I think that's how Chicago wins. I'm not worried about their offense with the beat-up wide receiver room. I'm more worried about the defense because they play man at the 10th highest rate in the NFL. Nobody's figured this out. You can't play man against Jordan Love. He picks apart man. You have to try to mix up your coverages, play some zone, some cover three. That's where he has those turnover-worthy plays, all those stupid interceptions. So if Dennis Allen throws a curveball, they throw some zone, I think they're going to win this game outright. I think Chicago wins the game. You know, I know they're favored. But I like Green Bay. I think this is a really good spot for the Packers. I trust them against Chicago after this one. I don't know what to do with them, but I do like them tomorrow night.
I think some, maybe even like Femi would be surprised to hear this, maybe our listeners and viewers. I consume during the week, like not a ton of, but some like very, very nerdy, like NFL, like film content. And like that, what you just said matches up with that, that the Bears just need to run a ton of zone here. Like don't try and blitz because you're going to get absolutely killed by Jordan Love like you did in the first game on the Christian Watson touchdown. And just like take your chances with the zone, because if you're going to lose that way as opposed to the way that you lost the first time. So I like that. Anything you like on Sunday, Ryan, in the NFL?
Yeah, I got a couple that I like. I like Jacksonville. I know Denver hasn't lost at home. I know that they're on this ridiculous run. I did go 0-3 last week, and one of my losses, unfortunately, was Green Bay as a 2.5-point road favorite. I know there was the Micah injury, but they were going to lose that game regardless. But I like this Jacksonville team, man. I played some Liam Cohen before the season at 14-1, coach of the year. I like the way their defense is playing. I wasn't a fan of Trevor Lawrence really ever, but especially the first 6 weeks of the season. He's playing the best ball we've seen probably since Clemson, or maybe year one with Doug Peterson when they won the playoff game. But they got the ground game going. I like Jacksonville to win that game outright. And then my favorite bet is Dallas. We got a 6-7-1 Dallas team that's a 2.5-point favorite over a 10-win Charger team. And I think it's just because how much longer can the Chargers keep this up, man? Now, I do continue to fade them, but beat up offensive line, Herbert himself beat up. I like this spot for Dallas as long as they haven't completely given up on the season, and I don't think that's the case. So Dallas for me, and then I love Jacksonville catching 3.5.
Awesome. Awesome stuff, Ryan. Hey, like, love being your teammate. Everyone follow him on Twitter, on Instagram, at Ryan Horvat. Not the end for us doing stuff together, I sincerely hope, and great to hear that you'll be doing stuff with Joe and Sam, and obviously, like we'll talk, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, and, like, again, like, well, this, all of this sucks, and it's no point in trying to pretend otherwise, but obviously, love you, wish you the best, and we'll talk soon, and I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Yeah, definitely. Have a good holiday, guys. Let's just hope that we win them all, and then maybe we never have to do another show ever again. How about that?
So let's. What's the favorite bet? Pick one of your favorites. The one favorite bet this weekend in college or NFL.
Dallas for sure. That's the big one for me. Cowboys. So if the Cowboys lose this weekend, guys, yeah, you might not be hearing from me for a week. I might be in depression.
Well, I hope that's not the case. I said to Femi the other day, Femi can corroborate, I think Dallas is going to win by double digits. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse about your bet.
I disagree with you guys.
Well, you're a jaded Cowboys fan, so I don't know if, like, you know, you can look at it objectively.
One team has Jim Harbaugh, the other team has Brian Schottenheimer. Let's see how this goes.
And you forgot Matt Eberflus. Ryan, thank you very much, buddy. Merry Christmas, buddy, to you and the family.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Our friend Ryan Horvat joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Another Cowboy lover, Femi, this weekend.
Yeah, you guys are out there. I don't see it. I think the betting market's right. Like, I think they should be like a small favorite. It feels like a coin flip kind of a game. But if I had to bet it, it would be on the Chargers side. It would. And I understand, like, the Chargers are a little bit of hocus pocus going on here. Like, they're not great, but I think the rent is due for them next week when they take on Houston, not this week against Dallas.
I think it's due this week, my friends. I think it's due this week.
We'll see.
Take a quick break, and our friend Raheem Palmer joins us on the other side. Raheem will tell us how to bet Anthony Joshua versus Jake Paul tonight in boxing on Netflix. And we'll talk some National Football League as well, Week 16, coming up right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's the final hour of the Power Hour here on a Friday. We'll give you all our bets for tonight in the NBA, college hoops, Oklahoma, Alabama. Tomorrow's slate in the college football playoff. Tomorrow's slate in the National Football League. Week 16 NFL Sunday. What a time. It's the most wonderful time. We have a huge boxing fight tonight also, tonight on Netflix with Anthony Joshua against Jake Paul. Now, our guest who will join us right now is not just a boxing expert, although he is. And like our Femi knows this and Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, knows this. When if we need to talk boxing, the first call we're making is to our friend Raheem Palmer, who joins us now on the show. But Raheem also a stud with the NFL, the NBA, talking all sports. He does an awesome job for our friends at The Ringer. Listen, we're sponsored by BetMGM, but Raheem and a lot of my other friends, John Yastrzemski, Cousin Sal, Ariel Epstein, they do great work over at FanDuel TV. It's okay. No one burst into flames when we said that. It's totally cool. Raheem is a star for our friends at The Ringer. I am Ross Stradamus on Twitter. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
It's a great time. It's the best time of the year. We got NFL, we got college football, we got boxing. I'm excited.
Does anybody, before we do sports, and I only know this because we follow each other on Twitter and Instagram. Does anybody eat better than you? Have better meals on a consistent basis than you do?
Not at all. Like I go out, like, and if people don't realize this, I can cook too. I'm a mean chef, but I go out about 3-4 times a week, eat at the best restaurants. I went to a Michelin star Indian restaurant last night. I got curry lobster. I got tandoori chicken. I got spinach. I got shrimp, scallops. I eat like a king.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. So listen, if you're going out 3-4 times a week in Vegas at Michelin star restaurants, that means we got to win some bets, right, to pay for that, for that delicious food. Let's try and do that tonight, my friends, in this Jake Paul Anthony Joshua fight. Now, like, I don't know nearly as much about this as you do. This kind of feels to me just like looking at the betting market. Like, I did this for McGregor Mayweather. Like, bet an uncomfortable amount of money on the favorite and just, like hold on to your ass and hope it goes well. How can Jake Paul win this fight unless it's rigged? Maybe you think it's going to be. I have no idea. Joshua's a huge favorite at BetMGM. Tell us how you're betting this fight tonight. Anthony Joshua against, like, YouTuber-turned-boxer Jake Paul.
Okay, so you look at this fight. Anthony Joshua's a 1,200 favorite. Jake Paul's plus 800. Anthony Joshua is minus 390. And if you're taking this fight at face value, where it's actual a legitimate fight, Jake Paul's a bulked up cruiserweight, probably closer to about 185, 190 naturally. So there's a big weight advantage. I think Anthony Joshua is coming in about 245, which is a limit here. He should be able to stop Jake Paul easily. And that minus 390 and then also the under 2.5 rounds is plenty of value. I mean, you should probably ship it on that if you think this is a legitimate fight. The problem is, I'm not sure this is a legitimate fight at all. Like, I do not understand why Jake Paul, who is the promoter for this fight, is basically throwing his own execution. So that's going to keep me off of this fight, because if you look at all of the fights, he's basically carefully picked his opponent. You go back to the Mike Tyson fight. Mike Tyson was literally biting his gloves just to pull his punches. So I don't know if this is a legitimate fight. But if this is a legitimate fight and you think it is, Anthony Joshua is going to crush this guy. And you look at the fact that he does have a fight with Tyson Fury coming up. So he can't ruin that by carrying Jake Paul through this fight. Like, he does not want to mess up the bag. And I think this is a guy who he already stopped Negreanu, who was an MMA fighter, immediately. I think he could do the same against Jake Paul.
If Jake Paul wins this fight, and obviously, like, we don't know how it would go down if Jake Paul were to win. And this is not a betting question. I'm just asking your opinion as someone that I would consider to be an expert in boxing. If Jake Paul wins this fight, do you think, like, the reaction from people, right, wrong, or indifferent, is going to be like, this was fixed?
If Jake Paul wins this fight, the feds are getting involved. like the FBI is going to show up. Like, that's the only way he's going to win this fight is if this fight is rigged.
I'm being sincere when I ask this question. Like, I might bet Anthony Joshua based off what you're saying here. Like, you really are not going to have a cent on Joshua in this fight?
Not a cent. I'm not touching it. Just because here's the thing. If you ask me if this fight is legitimate, I say no. I think what's end up going to happen, like and it's crazy. When I posted this on Twitter, like 10 boxing people, like people from Top Rank, people from PBC, people from, you know, producers hit me up and said, this fight is legitimate. But my thought was that AJ was going to carry this guy to a 12-round decision, not go hard on him. And then, you know, Jake Paul will put the spin on it and say, oh, I lasted 8 rounds with this guy. So that's what I thought was going to happen.
And set up a rematch for more money.
Maybe not a rematch, but just a fight with somebody else to keep the charade of this nonsense going. But as soon as I posted that, literally the entire boxing industry hit me up and said, no, you're crazy. He's going to kill this guy.
Yeah, but it's a really great point by you. Like, why would, I don't know why Jake Paul would do this. Like, it's fascinating.
If I can't make sense of something, I can't bet it.
Now I'm married with a kid and Oklahoma, Alabama is going on. So I don't know if I'm going to have the bandwidth to watch this tonight, but I would like to. Raheem Palmer. I
multiple TV setup in here, so I keep my eyes on everything. So
I know you do. I have a sick 18-month-old. This may be difficult for me tonight. You bet on this Friday. Raheem Palmer is our guest. The Ringer, FanDuel TV, again with some of like my good friends in the industry, JJ, Ariel Epstein, and others, does a great job. I am Rostradamus on Twitter. Raheem, what did you make of the result of last night's game, Seahawks over the Rams, and spinning it forward in the NFC and as far as who might win the Super Bowl?
I think it ruined the Rams' Super Bowl chances. They went from first to fifth, and now you're going to have to go on a roll for multiple games. And a lot of people say, oh, it's Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford. But I think if they have to go on, as much as Philly has fallen off, they have to go on a road to Philly and then have to go on the road to Seattle, and then it just kills them. So I think that was a very, very tough loss. And obviously Matthew Stafford was dominant last night. They should have won that game. I actually took the Rams +2. So, I mean, I was lucky to cash, but that was brutal.
So I guess if you think the Rams' chances have been hurt, then like, who does this open it up for? Is it the Seahawks? Is it the Eagles? Maybe one of the teams in the North, Bears, Packers? Who do you think benefits the most from that result last night?
I think it's probably I think it's wide open. Like, I think anybody, it wouldn't surprise me if any of these teams won. Like, outside of the Green Bay Packers right now, just because I think the Packers have so many injuries, I think it's taking them out of it. But it wouldn't even surprise me if the Bears won it. Like, and then if the Eagles, they have, you know, a home game, like, I think that's a tough place to go in there and play. So I think it's completely wide open.
What's your favorite bet for this week in the NFL?
Okay, so I gave out the Bears +3 last week on our Ringer Gambling Show. That's now down to -1.5. I have like some big futures. I have the Bears at 9-1 to win the division. I have the Panthers at 18-1 to win the division. I think right now probably my favorite bet is fading the New York Giants. I think I'm gonna take the Minnesota Vikings -2.5. I just think the Giants are dead and gone. I think JJ McCarthy has really found it. So I'm gonna probably be on that one.
Yeah, I think Nick and I are going to be in lockstep with that one. I know it's not a great injury report for Minnesota. Christian Darius, I was put on IR, but still, like, I don't care. I think the Minnesota Vikings are going to be able to find a way to at least win that game by a field goal. How do you handicap this game? Because it's so interesting. Like, the Detroit Lions, they lost to the Rams last week. The defense just couldn't hold up. They have so many injuries. But once again, here for Pittsburgh, TJ Watt is out. He has that lung injury, which hopefully we're all hoping that he gets back out there on the field. Detroit's laying 7. Are you going to lay that number, or do you think this is a spot to maybe back Pittsburgh, who's looked a little bit better on offense over the last couple of weeks?
So my motto is that Lions -8.7. actually think the approach to this is just to try to take advantage of a Pittsburgh Steelers defense, which really can't stop anybody, particularly without Watts. So I think you go Lions team total over 30.5. I think that's probably the way to play it, and then not have to worry about that Lions defense, which is a little banged up. So the Lions at home, they tend to score a lot of points, and I don't think that's going to be any different in this matchup.
Raheem, let me hit you with one more here, and let's go to the NBA, where I'm just curious your kind of like big picture opinion, where, you know, I think, you know, the Rockets, the Nuggets, the Knicks, and the Spurs are probably the four teams that I would say, I wouldn't put the Lakers in this class, even if the Lakers are really good, as the teams that I would say have the best chance in a seven-game series against the Thunder. I will now say, I don't think Oklahoma City is losing to anybody in a seven-game series. If they're healthy, I think they're going back-to-back. Do you agree with that? Do you give those any of those teams like a real chance to beat the Thunder? Is the Thunder just going to, they're going to repeat again? Give us your thoughts on NBA champion here in about a minute to wrap.
So I love the Houston Rockets. I think the Houston Rockets, they've always played this Thunder team tough, even before KD got there. If you look at before this year's opening day game, which went double overtime and KD missed a free throw, the Rockets and Thunder were 3-3 over the last couple of years. You look at the Rockets. They're third in offensive rating now, 122 points per 100 possessions. And if there's one weakness for the Oklahoma City Thunder, they struggle to score in the half court. You go back to the NBA Cup game against the San Antonio Spurs, 85 points per 100 possessions in the half court. They were like 9 of 37 from three. So they always have these weird games where they struggle to shoot from three. And you got to remember, over the last 7 years, we've had seven NBA champions. You go back to the Denver Nuggets. Everybody said, oh, the Denver Nuggets, they're going to repeat. They fell off. You go back to last year, the Boston Celtics, they're going to repeat. They fall off. So I think in the modern NBA, you have to take one of these long shots because now you're seeing teams with all the three-point variance, with all the injuries. I think there's always a team that sneaks up on you. Now, the one thing I will say, you guys know, I've done studies on teams that have, you know, played those seven-game series or those long series. I think there's an accumulation impact and effect on these series. So if OKC lands up on the same side of the bracket where they have to play Houston and Denver, that impacts their chances. So where they land in the bracket is going to be key. You know, who they have to play, do they have an easy path? So I think there's a chance that they can get knocked off. I really do.
Yeah, the Oklahoma City is going to hope to be the one, and that Houston and Denver are the two and the three, and that Houston and Denver have to go through each other in the second round, and then OKC gets the winner of that game in the Western Conference, that series in the Western Conference final. Raheem, you're the best. Love having you on the show. I am Rostradamus on Twitter, The Ringer, FanDuel TV. Good luck with all.
Before we go ahead. Yeah. Chicago Bulls tonight. This line's moving as we speak. I gave it out at +7 earlier. It's now down to 4.5. Donovan Mitchell isn't playing. I really like that game. They played the other night. I normally like the zigzag, but I think the Cleveland Cavaliers are in trouble. And I also like the over in the Knicks and the Sixers game.
So I hate to do this because like I bet the Cavs the other night in that game and it was a terrible bet. We call this on the show, Raheem, the fallen hero spot. I'm betting the Cavs tonight with no Donovan Mitchell. So we'll be, unfortunately, we're going to go heads up on this one. But anyway.
We both could win because I got +7. It's now down to 4.5. But
let's
if you look at this Cavs team, they are 8-19 against the spread. Worst against the spread record in the NBA. And cleaning the glass has a metric called spread differential, where the team's average point differential relative to the Vegas spread, they're 29th. The only team that's worse is the Los Angeles Clippers.
And like, I don't know what the hell's happened to Evan Mobley this year. It's like falling off a cliff. No Darius Garland has been a big deal for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Raheem, appreciate it. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
No doubt. Have a good one.
Our friend Raheem Palmer joining us here on You Better You Bet. Final hour, power hour on the other side. All our bets for tonight and for the football weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.